And a pleasant good evening to you. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen here on this Friday night. Thanks so much for joining us here on the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. And by the way, be sure to stay tuned to Fox News Radio throughout the night and through the weekend as well for the latest on Syria, the U.S. airstrike from last night. Of course, the big story on the day on the national, international level, and of course, worldwide. So stay tuned to that. Fox News Radio will have updates for you top and bottom of the hour throughout the night and throughout the weekend. Here in Lansing, we've got our own problems, especially with the roads and some flooding. In spite of the improved weather, very nice day today. Weekend looking pretty good. It's going to warm up considerably. But for right now, still have some high water on the roadways. And joining us now for an update on what's happening in terms of flooding is Rhonda Oberlin. She is with the Lansing Office of Emergency Management. She joins us now on the other end of our line. Good evening, Rhonda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. So we've been following this over the last day or so. Where do we stand right now? What are some of the concerns, the major concerns that are at the forefront as we speak?
Right now we're a little concerned. The forecasts have actually gone up. So we're right on the edge of possibly seeing some flooding to homes. We could go either way on it, and we're watching to see how fast the rivers go up and if those forecasts change again. Hopefully we'll get through this event without flooding anyone's home.
And on some of the other major rivers and creeks, or the well-known rivers and creeks in the area, Grand River, Red Cedar River, Sycamore Creek, there had been initial forecasts of the Grand River reaching 11.5 feet, Red Cedar 8 feet, Sycamore Creek 8.8 feet. Have those gone up as well?
Yeah, the Red Cedar is forecast for 8.5 feet right now. The Grand is forecast for 12.5 feet. And Sycamore Creek, we haven't gotten an updated forecast for them yet, but it was nearly at 9 feet this morning when the gauge was read. So we're expecting that to keep going up today and hopefully start coming down tomorrow.
Yeah, and that led me into my next question there. You were expecting the rivers to start cresting tomorrow, begin to recede late in the day on Sunday. Any change in the timeline there?
Nope, the timeline's the same. The question is just how high will they crest? And really, this is still, if we get up to the area where we start to see homes and businesses impacted, that makes it a moderate flood, not a minor flood. So we're right on the line between those two. But this is still less than a 5-year flood, statistically. So it's a pretty small flood. We want to avoid damage wherever we can.
Have you been getting a lot of reports of homes with flooding, mainly basements of homes here in the Lansing area?
You know, we've gotten a lot of reports of flooded basements even outside the floodplain because the soil is so saturated and people have lakes in their yard, of course, and that does get into basements. Basements are flooding in Old Town along the river because the river is right up to those buildings right now. We don't have a lot of widespread basement flooding outside of Old Town right now.
Any idea how much precipitation, talking about rain and wet snow, that we received Monday through Thursday here in the region? Do you have any of those totals?
I don't have the totals on the top of my head. I know that we had over 2 inches.
Over 2 inches, and that's quite a bit in just a 4-day period. And once again, rivers expected to crest tomorrow and recede late on Sunday. And what about some of the other areas that we've also talked about? You know, Pennsylvania Avenue at the Potter Park Zoo, that always seems to be a trouble spot when we get a lot of rainfall. Are we still having issues in that area?
Yeah, the zoo is closed right now because of flooding to the parking lot.
Right.
The water gets pretty high right there. They're having to use an emergency entrance and exit to get in and take care of the animals. The animals are safe. And we will probably see Pennsylvania Avenue flood before this event is over.
Mm.
We do have some secondary streets already flooded in that area.
Yeah, do you know how many streets in the region have been hit with flooding? Any idea?
I do not.
Okay. All right. And we've said this before, you know, for those who are driving, if you encounter a street with high water, just turn around. Is that right?
Absolutely. Don't try to drive through it. You don't know. There could be broken concrete. There could be debris. It doesn't take very much water to stall a car, and the last thing you want is to be stranded in the middle of that water.
Rhonda Oberlin from the Lansing Office of Emergency Management. Rhonda, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen here on a Friday night on the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. And we're going to switch gears now from the weather to a news conference that was held earlier today in downtown Lansing. Mayor Virge Bernero and Lansing Economic Area Partnership, known as LEAP, announcing a new mixed-use redevelopment project on West Ionia Street in the 500 block. There are a couple of buildings that are in need of rehab. It's part of a project, two-story buildings planning to be renovated. They total 9,000 square feet, resulting in a total of 4,500 square feet of office retail space on the first floor and also six market-rate residential units above. That news conference, once again, earlier today, late this morning, on West Ionia Street at the site there in the 500 block. And Vesta Building will be in charge of the project, assuming that it goes through the approval process. It's got to be approved by the city council, and the state of Michigan also has to rubber stamp it. And Scott Schmidt is with Vesta Building. I spoke with him at the press conference this morning.
Well, Scott, tell us about this new project that was just announced and your involvement with it.
Yeah, so I am the lead on the development team and also a neighbor. But we are going to take current vacant, two vacant buildings, and we will be bringing them back to six residential units, loft apartments, and then we will have four commercial spaces at the street level as well.
Hey, now you're with Vesta Building. Where is that? Is that located? Is that a local company, or are you outside the city?
Yeah, Vesta. Actually, we have an office in Old Town. Yeah, so we have a loft office there that we've been down in Old Town for about 8 years now.
Okay. Yeah, when you see the buildings here as they are now, and the blighted properties as they're being described, just what kind of went through your mind in terms of what it looks like now and what potential exists?
Yeah. Well, so in our plan, actually, we're looking to keep the exterior very similar to when they were originally constructed, to keep that historical character of them. But they really haven't been updated for several decades at this point, if at all, in their 90-year lifespan. So the interior, there's a lot of improvements need to be made. As you could look around the project, you see windows and doors are kind of falling in. You see them, some have been bricked over, and we were going to open some of those up and just bring it back to what it was when it was built in 1927.
What kind of operations could we see in these buildings? What would you like to see?
I'd love to see some sort of food service. Like I mentioned, I live two blocks away from here, so it's something that could be a neighborhood service. I mean, whether it be some sort of laundry, dry cleaning, and some sort of food service, if we got a baker in here, would be excellent. Yeah, it's something that as my daughter and I wanted to walk down and get a coffee and a hot chocolate on a Sunday morning, that we would be able to just walk two blocks to do that. Yeah.
What gave you this idea that you wanted to work on these buildings? Was it just something that you see so often because you live so close, or what was the thought process? How did it all come about that you thought, hey, let's do something with these?
Yeah. So my background, actually, I grew up swinging a hammer. I considered myself a carpenter, and also the Vesta Building is a construction management company. So we do manage construction projects. So I've been involved in various levels of projects similar to this and historical rehabs. And then as we have just living in the community and come by these buildings several times, at some point just decided that this is something that we need to move forward. And so that's why we just, I assembled the development team and put together the financing so that we could then redevelop these projects.
Pardon me. Where do we go from here? The announcement's been made, and now what happens?
Yeah. So the last few pieces of the financing, really, and once that's in place, we start right away with the abatement, which is the asbestos and other contaminated conditions that we have, and then on to the demolition. We're really are gutting and taking the buildings down to the frame, and then from there we start roughing it back in, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and just bringing them back.
What what kind of abatements and incentives are you seeking on the city level and state level? Any dollar amount there, do you know?
Dollar amount, I guess at this point there isn't any actual signed agreements, so what the dollar amount remains to be seen. But a project like this does need assistance, and we did get the approval from the Brownfield Committee this morning to move forward and send it to council. So that's very promising, and hopefully the council sees the worth in this project as well, and trying to kind of backfill into the actual residential part of the community. And so past Brownfield, we also have an application with the MEDC as well, and so looking for a grant from them to assist with the project.
And as Carl Dorshimer from LEAP was saying, this goes to the city council, the state of Michigan also involved. Any other steps beyond that, any hurdles that you need to go through once you get past the city and the state, or at the state levels, is that when you're done?
If you're referring to the financing.
The financing, yes.
Yeah, so at this financing stage, we also really like to see some commitments from tenants as well. I mean, there seems to be a lot of interest, but the buildings really have been sitting in their current state for a decade plus, so it's kind of we'll believe it when we see it sort of mentality. I guess that is the very next step, though, is to find those tenant commitments and those that see this as a location that they want to have their business and operate their business.
As far as who's interested, the interested parties, are they from around here, from this neighborhood?
Within the neighborhood itself, there has been some interest from associations and for some offices and that type of thing. Definitely Lansing-based businesses have been more involved. I have given tours to the space for a possible baker, which will maybe put a kitchen in, have a retail location, and maybe a shared kitchen type application. The other part, one of the units are perfectly set up for a barbershop. It actually operated as a barbershop for several decades. Through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, actually, it was a barbershop. So really hoping that we can maybe recruit another barber to come in and operate that space as it was.
Assuming all goes well with the approval process and the financing and all those terms and everything, any idea, any timeline on when you'd like to get started on construction and even when you'd like to be finished?
Yeah, well, this is started on construction. I mean, that's just as soon as possible. I mean, there's equipment sitting in the lot with us, ready to go. So we're really just waiting for the last pieces of the financing to fall, and then we will just start the abatement and demo as quickly as we can. I'm really looking for a June start and then occupancy by early 2018. It is very realistic. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Scott Schmidt from the Vesta Building. Scott, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen for this opening segment of the show here on this Friday night. Michael's got you the rest of the way, so keep it right here. Don't go away. This is the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.